Blog Talk Radio.
Long ago, just like a horseshoe, tired of getting a kiss. We are so far from you. And it's not even like the president's fault, because he can't really do too much with the House and the Senate. You guys just like always want to like prolong everything all the freaking time. Like, what's wrong with you guys? You guys always want to prolong stuff and this, that, and the third. Oh, we can't do this. We can't pass this, and we can't do that. I'm like, dude, go suck on an egg or something, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I think we're going to get a real cold winter this year, so make sure you double up and bundle up, because I just feel the sense. And, oh, my God, have you guys seen the sneak peeks of freaking 2012? Oh, my God, it, like, really freaks you out. But if you're, like, into your faith or whatever, and, you know what I'm saying, then you shouldn't fear anything, you know, and if you're trying to live righteous in this world. But, I mean, yeah. It's almost like that. I'm sitting here tearing up some meatloaf, man. It's good as hell with the string beans. But anyway, 2012 is like almost like that whole Y2K situation. And let me tell you something. Because of you stupid people in media, when I was younger, stupid and naive, you guys got me. Because I had $22,000 in my bank account, and I spent it all because I was scared that it was the end of the world. Even though I went to church and everything, you know, I'm young, I'm dumb, in college, and I go ahead and spend everything, and I'm here now. So, my thing is that, you know, you have faith or whatever, but that 2012, like you have to prepare yourself to watch that, because that, like, is something that can really, like, freak you the hell out. Even though they said the glaciers and all that stuff, like, with global warming and all that jazz, they said that if it melts, like, dude, it would cover, like, all over Earth and crap. But, anyway, I'm feeling like Alanis Morissette right now, uninvited, because you're uninvited to not get on my freaking nerves. Okay? Cool. Alanis Morissette.
Watch the stars.
government is uninvited right now. Like, the government is uninvited, and freaking Alanis Morissette is freaking hot. I miss you. Ah! But anyway, the government is messed up. Like, everybody needs to have free health care. Like, they suck. And is the government really, you know, the government? And, yo, you need to check out Michael Moore's movie, like, freaking Stop Android, dummies. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring the caller in. Lush Radio rock. And you're live with Lushy Lush. And while I eat open, talk crap about the government and politics. What's up?
You. It's Bobby.
What's up? Ain't nothing much. Is this the one and only?
Yes, indeed. What's poppin'? What's good, Lushy?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just talking about how effed up the freaking government is, you know what I'm saying? And how people are freaking, you know, they just said, like, maybe, like, prior to, like, today, they said that the freaking job loss count, like, increased. Like, all of a sudden, they were like, oh, what we're going to do is we're going to, like, you know, start giving people extra money and make it seem like people aren't losing jobs, and then all of a sudden people are going to start losing jobs and shit. Like, what the hell? like what's going on, man? How do you feel about that crap, man?
Well, real talk. Let's tackle each issue one by one, since you talked about the job market. And what's going on out there. Real talk, it's not a recession. It's not a recession.
There is no recession. No,
there is no recession. There's a depression.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's actually, and it's not, you know, it's not me saying this to, you know, make light of the situation or try to crack a joke. No, from an economist's perspective, this is the depression of 2009. See, what people have to understand is that, for instance, I'm gonna let y'all in on what some of the things that's going on. Crazy situation that I saw. John McAfee, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, McAfee or McAfee, whatever. I don't know if you're familiar with this dude. This is the guy who basically, he is the founder of McAfee Antivirus.
Yeah,
you know, way back in the days, you know what I mean? McAfee Antivirus.
Yeah.
And this dude, you know what I mean, he sold his company or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he got $100 million off of it. He got $100 million off of it, I think, after taxes, net. And he actually invested in the housing market and so on and so forth. And he had a lot of money invested in Lehman Brothers. Well, you know, as we all know, what happened to Lehman Brothers about a year and change ago. And John McAfee, that man lost approximately $96 million.
Wow.
John McAfee is now worth $3 to $4 million. He's rich man broke now.
Wow.
I mean, if you want to Google his name, do the homework on that. Anybody who's listening, you know what I mean, and really under, you know, and really want to do the knowledge on that. John McAfee, dude lost $96 million. It's real in the field. Oprah even lost, I think they said like $300 or $400 million. Don't quote me on that, but some ridiculous number, a number that most of us will never see, you know, even if we lived like 10 times, you know what I mean? You know, it's a number that most of us will never see. It's a big number, you know what I mean? Everybody's getting hit, but, you know, they're not, you know, I can't necessarily say my heart bleeds for them. I mean, he's worth, I mean, and not seriously, no, real talk. I mean, like, the dude is worth $4 million. He's still worth than most of us. So, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, the common man, the working man is where my heart really goes out to. And, you know, the point is that in these days and times, you know, what people need to really do the knowledge and understand is that this situation that's going on right now is the accumulation of a lot of bullshit that's been happening since the Reagan era. This shit has been going down since the 80s, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people think that, you know, like, Obama is just going to swoop in with his, you know what I mean, with his, you know what I mean, tape or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, Super Negro is just going to just jump in the booth and, it just, you know, he's going to bring his administration together and he's just going to fix things. Nah, it's not going to be that simple. You know, he's not going to fix this whole situation in one term. Nobody could fix this situation in one term. You know, I mean, we're talking about something that has really been building up, this bubble that has been building up since the Reagan administration. And it's a very complex situation, man. You know, it's a very complex situation. You know what I mean? Just know one thing, man, that at the end of the day, know this and know this well. Banks are evil. Do your homework, man. Banks are evil, man. You know what I mean? A lot of the shit that they do, you know, real talk, man.
Real talk, you know what?
It's really. Hold on for one second. I just want to say one thing. Technically speaking, this I might say something. I might say this one thing right now that might really have a lot of people calling up here and be like, son, you don't know what you're talking about. But technically speaking, there kind of really is no such thing as money. You know what I mean? Like, real talk, like the what we consider to be money ain't necessarily really money. You know what I mean? Your net worth and everything and everybody's concept of money, it's all dependent on how much debt you have.
That's real talk right there.
Everything in life, the way America is operated, is based on debt. That's why, you know what I mean, if you don't got a credit card, nobody wants to fuck with you because you don't owe anybody anything. You know what I'm saying, man? So technically speaking, people don't want to give you things on credit and so on and so forth because they don't know, you know what I mean, if you're that good of a credit risk. You know what I mean? It's a very complex situation. It's a very complex thing. One of these days I'll call up, you know what I mean, with a lot of my research and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Because I can't remember a lot of facts right now off the top of my head.
But you're right. I mean, a lot of us know that, you know, basically a lot of the bullion, you know, gold bullion was taken away from the American people. They were tricked out of having precious gold and silver. Which was actually weighed an amount that you can actually trade, right? Mm. Dollars and all that stuff is not worth anything, really, when you go into the international market, really. You know what I'm saying? And basically, like, if you notice, back in the day when you had the older dollars, it said you can trade this in for gold, right? But nowadays, it says legal tender. Don't quote me on that, but you know there's certain, you know, depictions of the Illuminati on the dollar bill, on the dollar currency, and besides that, it doesn't get its value unless it's amount of the circulation in the United States of America. But when you go overseas, they laugh at you with the dollar because the euro is worth more.
Than the dollar.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's crazy right now. Like, and the thing about it, American people, let me tell y'all some real stuff that y'all might get mad at me today, okay? American people say, yo, we own our houses. We own our houses, man. Son, I'm a homeowner. Dog, the bank owe your house, dog. Once you finance a house, you are locked into with a bank. And you're paying that mortgage and paying that mortgage till your ass is old as hell, okay? Mm-hmm. Even when they say you pay it off, nigga, you still paying taxes.
Yeah, you're paying property taxes.
You're still paying on top. When you say you own something, you know how, like, when you used to own stuff and back in the day, like in Africa, you own certain place, you go over there, get your land, what you own. Right, you build your house on your land that you own, but there ain't no taxes now. You go on there whenever your kids get old, they live in there, whatever. But y'all people, your kids in America are still paying your bills and still paying on mortgage, still paying taxes and stuff. What do you really own in America?
Well, actually, you own some things. You actually do own some things. Like, you know, you can go to a bodega right now and buy a sandwich. You actually own that sandwich.
That's
awesome. You know what I mean? You could, you know, you could buy some shoes right now and you own those shoes. But anything anything real and of value and can appreciate, you know what I mean? Nine times out of ten, no.
But see, this is the thing, though, America, you got to wake up. Y'all need to go and check out my man, Michael Moore, man. Real talk. This is the thing, right? You know, I was sitting there looking at that, like, nobody has gone to AIG and asked these cats, yo, where the hell is our money? Real talk.
Yeah,
like,
man.
American people, what are y'all doing? Like, these cats robbed y'all of multi-billion dollars. Then said they went bankrupt. Then on top of that, they went and took their staff on dinners and went to spas. And then the media lied to us. The government lied to us and said they only gave them a certain amount, but they gave them more money than what exactly they said they gave them.
Mm-hmm.
So yet they lied to us boldly in our face, and we still sit there and take it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when does America stand up? Now, see, if this was a real situation, which it is a real situation, most people would have a civil war, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically saying, like, we're not going to take that. But nobody's standing up for it. Nobody's even talking about it because they're scared, right? This is the situation, right? AIG took billions of dollars, billions, millions of billions of dollars from the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask them where the money at, they don't know. How the hell you don't know? How the hell you don't know where $1 billion went to? I want to know where the accountants are, where the books at. Nobody asked them. If we was a small-time business or a small fry, oh, the IRS would be on our ass in a second. You hear me? The IRS would be on our ass in a second. They'd be locking at us and taking our business, closing it down, shutting it down. But yet AIG went and took the American people's money and is still allowed to do what they do and still got more money on top of that. Still, and the people that got bonuses, and let me tell you how funny this is. The heads of AIG were tied out before they can get caught up. And then got bonuses on top of that. Dang! A slap in America's face again. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, when we as you know, my band and I, we protested against that, like, last year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had protested against that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What had happened. You know, I'm glad that Michael Moore is actually doing a movie, you know what I mean, that is speaking about that. Because when we burned their logo, a lot of people thought we, you know, how the fuck did you do that for? Yo, you out of your mind. You motherfucking crazy. You know, and, you know, we were basically saying that, you know, you got to understand what's going on, man. Like, these people actually went in your home and took your wallet and patted you on the ass on the way out their door. Out your door, man. You know what I mean? These people are actually just getting away with just robbing the American people blind. You know what I mean? And, you know, in many ways, the American people are letting it happen because they feel as if, you know what I mean, they don't have a voice. You know, they don't have a voice. They don't have an opinion. They shouldn't have an opinion. You know what I mean? So it's here we go. One second. I'm reading something online right now. I'm gonna basically say it, but you can speak your piece right now while I gather this information.
You sure you don't want us to go to another song so you gather your thoughts and then, you know, we come back?
No, I have it right here as a matter of fact. I'm reading something in the New York Post right here. New York
All right,
Post.
Go ahead.
The dollar loses reserve status to the yen and the euro. This is as of today. You know what I mean? You guys can look this up right now if you want. You know, this is as of today. The dollar loses reserve status to the yen and the euro. Ben Bernanke, if that is the way that you pronounce this man's last name. Dollar Crisis went into a wider mode yesterday as the greenback was shockingly upstaged by the euro and the yen, both of which can lay claim to the world title as the currency favored by central banks as their reserve currency.
Wow.
That means that the American dollar is no longer the go-to piece.
Uh-huh.
Over the last 3 months, banks put 63% of their new cash into euros and yen. Banks. This is banks now. This is banks all across the board.
Do you
got euros
this?
And yens, not the greenback.
You see that? The banks are doing it, but are they going to tell y'all? Hell no. Hell to the no, they're not going to tell y'all. So
Wait one second. Let me finish. A nearly complete reversal of the dollar's one-time dominance for reserves, according to Barclays Capital. The dollar share of new cash in the central banks was down to 37% compared with two-thirds a decade ago. Currently, dollars account for 62% of the currency reserve at central banks, the lowest on record, said the International Monetary Fund. Now, you can do the knowledge on that, people. You know what I mean? I'm reading this straight off of New York Post website. You know what I mean? Those racist son of a bitches. But anyway, still the New York Post. You can, well, they some racist motherfuckers, son. They some racist motherfuckers. But anyway, yeah, you can check that out. You know what I mean? On the New York Post. I mean, of course, they're gonna the Republicans are making sure that they're really fear mongering the situation. Even though this is a real situation that's happening, the Republicans are setting all this up to make sure that by 2010 they're really going to go hard with the smear campaign to make sure that they get back into office, and they're going to lie to the American people and make them believe that they're going to be able to get the green back, you know, to its place of dominance, which it's not going to happen, no matter who's in office. That shit is just not going to happen. That shit is just not going to happen in the next 5, 6, 8 years. You know what I mean? We're talking about 10, 20 years of damage here. You know, we're talking about all these years of damage. And real talk, look, man, by the risk of getting angry calls and things of that nature, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep it really real right now. The current state of the economy and what's going on, yes, the Bush administration, had a lot to do with it, you know what I mean, and other administrations before him had a lot to do with it, but they had help. And do you know who helped them fuck the American economic system right now? Do you know who helped them, Lush?
Oh, go ahead, preach, preacher. Mm-hmm.
The American people.
Oh, hallelujah.
The American people. It's the truth, man. You know, we buy a whole bunch of shit we don't need, and you know what I mean? You know your credit is in the shitter, but yet still in all, you know what I mean? You got people out here just, you know what I mean, putting piles and piles of shit on their credit, knowing that they can't handle it, and they're creating a messed up situation for themselves. You know, we came out of the age of excess. You know, for a good 15 to 20 years, it was the age of excess, extreme this, extreme that, you know, big this, huge that, huge billboards with the big freaking lights, you know what I mean, that hurts your fucking eyes in the middle of the city. You know, everything was just huge, 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 everything, you know what I mean? And people started, you know what I mean, believing that there was no limit. But there's a limit. You know, there is a limit. There are limitations in life. You can't just keep consuming and consuming and consuming. There's not an unlimited. There's not this unlimited reserve of credit. You know what I mean? And dollars are limited. Resources are limited. You know what I mean? You know. People have to learn to take control of their finances, and people have to learn how to manage their money a lot better, man. You know what I mean? And saying that, hey, man, maybe I don't need to get this. You know, this particular item that I know for damn sure I can't afford, but I want to buy it because, you know what I mean, I want to floss for such and such, and I want to keep up with the Joneses and all that other bullshit. You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, they, you know, the administration, the Bush administration had something to do with it. You know what I mean? But the American people, you know what I mean, helped out.
But still, at the same time, you know what, American people, you got to stop listening to the freakins. Don't listen to the hype. You guys get so caught up in the hype, all this stuff. Fear, fear, fear. We're going to cause fear. We're going to lie to these people because they're stupid anyway. They don't know any better. They allowed us into their educational system. We're going to dumb their children down. And besides that, we're going to freaking make them be the number one consumers so they can consume everything and just be mind blown and become robots and stuff. We allow them to rape us. Rape us with no lubrication. Rape us with no lubrication at all. They have no mercy. They could care less. Because for real, is the government really the government? Ooh, do you believe in the Illuminati situation? The thing about it is, America, wake up, wake up, wake up. We already knew that the dollar did not represent anything. You know what I'm saying? If you go overseas, come on. If you don't believe me, go to Europe. Go to Italy. Go to Africa. Go to China. Go somewhere out of your own block, America. Okay? People, foreigners, people overseas, why do you think most Europeans and most people from overseas come here and they can already start a business and stuff? They already have funds set up and stuff for them to already start businesses. Did you know that? Duh. Like, you guys really need to realize what's going on in America. America is corrupt right now. All over the world, government is corrupt. But we really are not realizing what's really going on in America. Everybody overseas realizes what's going on, but we don't. Why? What is going to be that wake-up call for you guys to realize? Is it going to be to the point when everybody has no job, when everybody is broke, when they seize you and lock you in your house? When are you going to realize the corruption? Why are they blinding you? Why are they blinding us from what's really going on? Okay? And they're talking about health care. Okay, I think it's either Canada, don't quote me on this, one of them basically has free insurance for everybody, every citizen in that country. I think that, you know, the fact that you're here, you're working, you're paying taxes, why can't everybody have insurance? Why can't everybody have insurance? If you're working, you're paying taxes, which anyway, by the so-called 16th Amendment, you know, it's really questionable. We're not really supposed to be getting taxed. Then the other question is, how come places like Alaska or like Delaware and certain places like that don't pay state tax? Why does everybody else pay state tax? Why is that? That's a question that I'm asking. Why is that? Why is it lenient on some places? Okay? Why are we paying this set of federal tax? But most American people are scared of going to jail, and they don't want to fight the situation. Because really, if you take it to the court, you can fight it and you can get out. But most people don't want to fight it because they're scared, because the government puts fear in their hearts. But you know what I'm saying? Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be back because, you know, freaking the government pisses me off. You know, tell us why the government sucks for you. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us why it sucks. Paramore, Crush Crush. Ah. crush, man. They're freaking crushing us. Ah, beating us, you know what I'm saying? Like Bam Bam, like Barney Rubble and stuff, like beating us with like clubs and stuff without us even knowing it. Are we knowing it or are we playing like we're blind? Like what's really going on? Are we really stupid, America? What's going on? Let's ask Heron. What you think, man?
First of all, I love that Paramore record. That's real hot. That's real hot right there. That's real hot. I'm gonna have to go check that out when I get off. I'll say a few more things because I gotta run.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go handle some stuff and actually get back to some music. What I will say is this, man. In closing, what I will say is this, that right now, man, is could quite possibly be the best time in American history. And a lot of people might think I'm crazy for saying that. Now, I'm saying this because when your face is in the dirt and you don't got too much to lose because you've lost the majority of everything, you begin to sit back and take things into perspective and realize what's important. You begin to realize that when you got that feeling of you ain't got nothing to lose, you know what I mean? It sparks innovation. You know, you find that passion, you find that hunger, that thirst to survive. And real talk, man, after the dust settles, because the dust will eventually settle, but after the dust settles and we all look around, everybody's not going to make it. You know, it's just the reality of life. You know what I mean? When the winds of change kick in, you know, and a storm comes, or any kind of hurricane or intense typhoon or whatever, every house isn't left standing. Some houses are left. Some houses are left behind. Some people are left behind. But there will be casualties, man. You know, people will continue to lose, you know, jobs. You know what I mean? You know, but guess what? The loss of jobs and the loss of all these things is the opportunity to gain something else. It's the opportunity to go back to school, or it's the opportunity to maybe start that business that you always wanted to start, but you never found the right time to start it. It's the opportunity to really rethink about what's important. Maybe it's the opportunity to learn how to manage your damn money better. You know what I mean? You know, losing, you know what I mean, is not as bad as people, you know, make it out to be. Success is the worst teacher. You don't learn anything by winning all the time. You know, you have to lose. You got to get that jaw tested, man. You got to get that jaw tested. You got to know if you can take a punch. You know what I mean? Because if you can't take a punch, man, you know what I mean? No matter, it's like boxing. If you can't take a punch, no matter how fast you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how great of a boxer you are, if you can't take a punch, you're worthless. Because eventually you will get hit. Eventually you will get hit, man. You know what I mean? That's real talk. Everybody gets hit eventually. You know what I mean? If you can't take the hit,
That really doesn't
matter. So yeah, you know what I mean. You know, yeah, the government is doing whatever. Yeah, the economy is where it is and all that. But you know, what are you gonna do about it?
That's the big question.
What are you gonna do about it?
What are you doing? That's like, what are you doing?
You know what I mean? With the Obama administration, whoever doing whatever, man, that's their business, man. I don't know what they're doing. And, you know, they have their own agenda. They have their own plans. Well, guess what? I got my agenda, too. You know what I mean? I got my agenda, too.
Your agenda, you know what I'm saying, is to follow your dreams, make good music, and, you know, not be conformed, huh?
Exactly. And that's it. And, you know, and if somebody else's agenda is to, you know what I mean, you know, live positively for their, you know what I mean, for their families or their kids, or go to college, or follow a dream to be a sports figure, a politician, a doctor, scientist, whatever. You know what I mean? That's their dream, man. Worry about your agenda, man, because the government is always going to have their agenda. You know what I mean? You just have to make sure that you are in perfect condition mentally, physically, and spiritually to adapt to change.
Wow.
There will always be change. That is the only constant. The only constant in life and guarantee is that there will be change.
You know what? You couldn't say it any better than what you just said just now. Like, you know, change comes by the willing and by force. So
yeah.
It's up to the American people to make this change in their life, because the American people, if we keep living this systematic life, you know, we're all bound to die. I'm sorry to say, we're all bound to just, and I did get that song, Remember My Name, so, you know, I got it loaded, so, you know, I'm definitely, you know, going to, you know, if once it loads up, you know, hopefully I can end the show off with that. But, yeah, you know, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, as always. You know what I mean? No Lushy, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just want to say, you know what I mean, you know, thank you for always supporting, you know what I mean, my movement. Shout out to Deja Vu Records, also Bear over there for supporting,
yeah.
You know what I mean, the Silent Disorder movement always, you know what I mean, and really, you know what I mean, just looking out for a brother. You know, everybody just, that's another thing too, man. You know what I mean, America, we got to start looking out for each other. You know what I mean? You know, it's not all about you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, it's about you and everyone else getting together, so it's an us, a we. You know what I mean? You know, all these other countries are kicking our asses because they're collectively kicking our asses, okay? So, you know, a lot of Americans, it's real talk, man. You know what I mean? They're collectively beating us down. A lot of Americans are still walking around here with this selfish mentality, like, you know, like yo, seriously, like 80 to 90% of y'all, like real talk right now, like 89 to 90% of y'all need to stop being on Facebook and MySpace or whatever the new shit is right now, TwitPic or whatever. And every 5 minutes, the only thing you got constructive to do is to take a picture of yourself in the bathroom with your BlackBerry. Like, yo, seriously, like, that's all you got to offer? Pictures from your BlackBerry of you in the bathroom? Like, you have nothing constructive to offer? You know what I mean? Tell a joke, something. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, it's just a very narcissistic society, man.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
We didn't change what's going on, and due to the fact that, you know, my switchboard done went out on me. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say thank everybody for tuning in to Lush Radio Rock, you know what I'm saying? But I got that. I'm going to play it on my Thursday show and play it, you know, in the beginning of Street Queens, the movement, and get it cracking.
Shout out to them, man.
I'm going to play the song on Thursday, but you know it's Lush Radio Rock. We always rocking. And talking about politics and real stuff, man, I implore you to go check out Michael Moore movie and, you know, and just wake up, America. The dollar value done went down. I mean, most people are doing international trade right now with the euro and the yen. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's get it together, man. Let's get it together. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is that, America, pursue your dreams and stop finding excuses for stuff and stop being robots out here. Because for real, the government's going to be so-called different, and they're going to be good. Hey, if a new... Most of them got underground tankers, and we going to be left to fry. So, you know, It is what it is. Take from it what you will. And you know what I'm saying? Love, peace, and nappiness, and chicken grease, and my meatloaf is sitting in front of me, and it tastes so good, and my half and half mix. Holla at your girl. We talking about real-ish. Wake your ass up. You know what I mean? Let's radio rock. And Heron DeMarco, man, signing this order. Check that out, man. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, 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 indeed.
It's order we trust, you know, .blogspot.com, man. Check them out, man. It ain't no game out there, man. Check them out on Heron DeMarco on Facebook, on Twitter, all that, man. Ain't a game, man. Get it together, man, for real.
Indeed, yeah. Yes, indeed. All right, peace, Lushy.
We're out. Peace. Later.
Peace.